This is a CHY News Update. It has been a busy year for Leah Vaisanen as she finishes up her studies while running a program tackling food insecurity on campus. Vaisanen first told CHY about her idea to start a free hot lunch program at Vancouver Island University, or VIU, last summer. She felt that as the cost of living was rising, it was becoming harder for students to afford basic needs such as food and hygiene. She teamed up with political science professor Lauren Touchant to start the No Hunger at VIU program. The pair hosted bi-weekly hot free meals and created care packages with food and hygiene items. CHY met with Vaisanen and Touchant at the final No Hunger at VIU meal to talk to them about the program. Vaisanen says they have hosted 13 meals and served over 1,300 students. They have also handed out more than 600 care packages for students.
So you can tell that it is a huge problem on our campus that students are struggling, and especially with food insecurity and how things are expensive nowadays, like going to the grocery store, like even I start looking at sale prices now because everything is so expensive. I'm like, how is the students who are needing these things affording these items? And I'm just like, wow.
Along with giving out free meals, Vaisanen says that she has found the meals have grown a community of students who come each week, get a free meal, and meet new people.
On doing this because I felt like the campus was kind of disconnected and just very quiet. And I'm like, we need to get this. We gotta get some spark going and some life. And it's been so receptive.
Already a full-time student working a full-time job and taking on the role as the Indigenous Students Representative for the University Student Union, Vaisanen was able to manage running the program because she knew she was making a difference.
I just want to help people and help students any way that I can, because I know for myself, I can provide for myself, but I'm not, other students can't. So it's just like, I don't even have to think about it. It's just been so awesome to just see these happy faces and helping the students that are in need.
When Touchant started realizing that more and more students were coming to her class hungry, she originally had the idea for care packages for students with food and hygiene products.
I met a lot of students in the classroom who were not, I suspected, eating properly. I could hear stomach rumbling, and I had a few students actually crying in my office, pretty much telling me that they didn't have enough money to purchase a meal.
Touchant says she then met with Vaisanen, and the two formed the idea for No Hunger at VIU, starting bi-weekly free meals and free care packages they have ready to hand out every day. The care packages vary each week, but can contain pasta sauce, rice, canned tuna, fruit, granola bars, oatmeal, a sweet treat, and hygiene products such as toothpaste and a toothbrush. Touchant says while she oversees the program, everything else is run by student volunteers. She says they started the program with their own personal funds and donations from the food bank, but she was able to develop more connections on campus and get funding through the Office of Student Affairs. They were given $800 a month to use for the care packages and some of the food for the meals. Everything else, they had to fund themselves.
So we tried to be as creative as possible. We have received a lot of financial donations from colleagues on campus, donations even from some city councilors, and from residents who have heard of the project. And we've been since then actually funding everything 100%.
Touchant says students going hungry is not a new thing, but in the last couple of years, things have changed, with a lot more pressure on students to be able to afford basic needs.
We have a lot of students actually working almost sometimes two jobs to be able to afford food and housing, and sometimes they're just able to cover housing here in Nanaimo, and they don't have much left at the end of the month. And we know that because at the beginning of the month, we see that the packages don't go as fast. They can sometimes stay like for a couple of days in the boxes, but at the end of once we hit mid-month and the last 2 weeks of the month, we see actually the number of packages being picked up by students. We see that number, increasing.
Touchant says while the No Hunger at VIU program will be on pause during the summertime, she's already planning on overseeing the student-led program next year. This will come as new student volunteers have already stepped up and said they will continue making sure no students have to go hungry. For CHY News, this is Laura McKenzie.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs podcast, Midcoast Morning, at chly.ca/news.